rules of Robert's order would refer back to basically customs and practices. So, for example, under Robert's rules, debate length is one issue. Under Robert's rules, each member has 10 minutes to debate on the first round. There are two rounds, so that will allow a person 20 minutes of debate on motions. Basically what I recall from past platform committees, it's been basically 3 minutes. So it's a way to expedite, move things along. We do have a 1 o'clock the end time for this meeting. And there are, my understanding is that there are planks that will probably come up for debate.
So in other words, Mr. Parliamentarian, if we had to debate this motion, each person would be allowed 10 minutes to give his views.
Yes, and then everybody would get their chance to debate. So for example, if every member had an opinion on this motion, they'd get 10 minutes. We have 44 members present. Including those on the call, that would be 440 minutes. And then you get a second round of debate, which is another 440 minutes. So 880 minutes possible to address this motion, if it were created by.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
A point of information, this is Mark Spengler.
Go ahead, Mark.
That in no way precludes us from voting to limit debate to 3 minutes per person, for example, or something like that, correct?
Mr. Parliamentarian.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. This is straight up and down vote.
Yeah, it's up and down.
Let's just vote up or down. Can we do that?
Gentlemen,
you're
out of order. Mr. Parliamentarian, please, can I have a ruling on that?
No, it wouldn't stop you from making a motion to limit debate to 3 minutes.
Okay. So the question before the floor is whether or not we, as Terry has put it, we not follow strict Robert's rules of order and follow custom and practice, suspend the rules, and move expeditiously on today's order of business.
Call for the question.
Okay. All those in favor, we're gonna, I guess, take it by roll call. I guess we'll have to do it by roll call then. Is there any need for roll call, or can we just do it by voice vote?
Let's do it by hands.
Let's do it by hands. Let's try that first, okay? All those in favor, raise your right hand, and we'll come to the people on the phone in a minute. Okay, take the vote.
One. I'm still here. One, two, three, four, five. Start again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
And on the phone, could you identify yourself and say yes or no? Okay, did you count yourself?
Yes, I did.
Point of order. Why does the chair and the vice chair get to vote?
Mr. Parliamentarian and Mr. Lee.
According to state party rules, vice chair and chair have voting rights on the platform as well. As
call for the nays, Mr. Chairman.
Hold on, you're out of order. I was responding to your question, unless you don't want it to be answered.
But that's sufficient.
Okay. Let's hear the people on the phone.
Can I file District 14, yes.
Tony Fisher, District 11, yes.
Tom Stahl, District 3, yes.
Mark Spengler, District 6, no.
Troy Tanga. Troy Tanga, District 13, yes. George Kaya, District 9, yes.
Ed Edom, District 51, yes. William Georgie, District 16, yeah.
Okay. Anyone else on the phone? Okay, give us a total count, please.
Total of 36 yeses.
Okay. 36 out of how many? Do we have 44?
Call for the nays, Mr. Chairman.
I stand corrected.
Point of order. If we're still down under strict Robert rules until somebody's recognized,
point is well taken. The chair will require you to be recognized before you speak.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Did we get all the nays on the phone?
Yes, there was one nay on the phone.
Okay.
Mr. Spangler.
Okay. All those opposed, raise your right hand.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Okay.
And we have one on the phone, that is the name, so a total of nine.
Okay. And sir, you just came in. Would you please register so we can add you in? As it stands now, of the votes present, we have 36 out of 36 out of 44. That constitutes two-thirds. And so we're going to dispense with the strict formal interpretation and follow custom and practice, which includes 3 minutes in the past debate. Going around, we'll follow two rounds and give everybody a chance. Okay? Let's move forward. Mr. Thomason?
I move.
Just a second.
This is Terry Thomason, District 49. In light of Governor's great victory, prevailing in every district in this state, using the platform that was passed and approved in the 2006 convention, I would ask that the platform committee, during this interim, in the middle of her term, approve and adopt the 2006 platform as it was written, as it was used by the governor.
We're out of order. Hold it, you're out of order. Okay? We're not going to have any boos or anything. We're going to have civility in this place. Everybody gets a chance to speak. If you're not going to follow that rule, I'm going to ask you to leave. Okay? Mr. Thompson, I apologize. Please proceed.
In view of our goal of supporting the governor in the last 2 years of her administration, her victory on the 2006 platform as it was written, I move that this party or this committee adopt the rules as they were written and adopted in the 2006 convention and refer it to the convention with recommendations for adoption by the whole convention.
Okay, Mr. Thomason, is there a second to that motion? Mr. Moses seconded that motion. A point of clarification, Mr. Thomason. Are you saying that all the debates should be had on the floor and not in this committee? Okay, so Mr. Thomason, please, for the benefit of the neighbor islands, repeat your motion.
This is Terry Thomason, District 49. I have moved and asked the platform committee, now seated, to adopt and approve the platform as written and approved by the 2006 convention and refer it to the 2008 convention recommending its approval to the 2008 convention. I apologize, my voice is cracking, but the cold is more. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. There was a second by Mr. Moses. Discussion. Mr. Eric?
Sure, thank you. Eric Ryan, House District 43, on the beach. Can you hear me on the phone?
No.
Sure, we'll have the end of the conversation. Thank you, Fine, sir. Eric Ryan, House District 43, Eva Beach. And I'd like to make an amendment to the motion that all of the that the members of the platform committee subcommittees be duly notified that they are being chastised for having the nerve to try to implement anything that the rank and file wants by changing this platform. So my motion is to chastise anyone on the platform committee as part of this motion for having the nerve to wanting to make any changes at all, and they should be spanked. Do I have a second?
First of all, that motion is out of order, improper.
Did I phrase it wrong? Should I phrase it differently?
You have your...
Okay, my motion then is to amend it by saying that we adopt this platform as it exists now, but only if the governor and the legislators actually try and promote everything that's in it, full speed, 100%, not backing off, everything including tax cuts, not tax increases, spending cuts, not spending increases, and not dividing Hawaii into pieces. Do I have a second?
Wait, hold on. That's not for you to ask. Ms. Dana? I'm going to ask you to please obey the rules, which is no clapping, nothing, everybody gets a chance to speak, okay? Is there a second to Eric's motion?
Point of information. I believe the maker of the original motion must accept the friendly amendment.
Not friendly. Yes. Why would it be a friendly?
Well, I think any amendment. I'm the second.
I'm sorry.
So Eric, please. Eric, please give everybody a chance. I'm sorry.
To you and Mr. Bell.
Okay, Mr. Moses, the point of information or clarification was that the amendment has to be friendly to the original motion. Is
well,
that
at one? Least it has to be accepted by the original mover.
Point of order, are we not dispensing with parliamentary procedures?
Hold on, you're out of order.
Okay.
It has been the custom and practice that amendments to motions be friendly.
Mr. Thomason.
As the original mover, I would submit, I agree with Mike, that this is not a friendly amendment. I believe behind the humor that was expressed in that is encouragement that the platform as written be the guiding force for our next campaign in this election year and in 2010. So, to the extent the motion to amend is to add an encouragement that our elected representatives, to include the governor, lieutenant governor, and all legislators, adopt and pursue the goals stated in the platform, I agree to that amendment.
That's fine. Do we need a second on that, Mr. Thomason?
Can we debate this motion, or is that up to them?
It'll be a debatable motion once we get the second.
As the second or also.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that Mr. Thomason, state your motion again.
Terry Thomason, District 49, with the adopted amendment.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
You're out of order until I recognize you. Please.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Hold on until he finishes.
Disregard.
Hold on until I recognize you, please.
A point of order, Mr. Chairman.
I'm not recognizing you until we finish, Mr. Thomason, then I'll recognize you.
Mr. Thomason already stated his motion. Once the motion is on
you're out of order.
Secretary,
you're out of order.
It's the secretary.
You're out of order. Mr. Thomason, restate your motion and then we can go on.
The parliamentarian has been.
You're out of order.
He has a rule.
You're out of order.
I appeal to the parliamentarian.
You're out of order.
I have a point.
Mike,
you'll get your chance.
Mike, just chill. You'll get your chance to talk. Okay, Mr. Thomason,
he's stating his motion for the third time now.
You're out of order. You're out of order. Mr. Thomason, please state your restate your motion so that it's clear to everybody.
This is Terry Thomason, District 49. The motion submitted to the committee as amended is that the platform as written and adopted in the 2006 convention be adopted in whole by this committee and referred to the convention for recommending adoption plus admonishing elected representatives to, let me correct that, encouraging elected representatives to pursue the goals as expressed in the party platform.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
I'm in opposition to this motion. Wait, hold on, I'm sorry. I rise in opposition to this motion.
Well, you're out of order.
You just recognize me.
I recognize you for point of order if you're trying to clarify. Now, if you want to make a discussion.
I raise my hand, you recognize me, I have the floor.
No, you don't. Not until I tell you.
Okay?
The limited purpose you have is to raise a point of order.
I'm getting nervous.
If you have a point of order, please raise it. We'll have a parliamentary rule on it.
And then sit down.
Is it for a point of order? Or
no.
Okay, if you want to discuss, it's your chance.
Thank you.
Chair. The 3 minutes.
I rise in opposition to this motion. It has been the unified purpose of the leadership of this committee to subvert the will of this body from the very beginning. At our first meeting, we established subcommittees. Each subcommittee was charged with developing its plank and bringing it back to this committee for approval, plank by plank. At our second meeting, the chairman completely overturned that and instead substituted a series of straw votes on each plank. And what was the vote? The votes ran 2-1, 3-1, and 4-1 again in favor of substantial revisions to this platform. Not accepting it as it is, but changing it plank by plank, and each subcommittee, and our subcommittee has met twice already, and has a third meeting coming up to work on our plank. And now, but this Shibai plans to overrule all of that and substitute a platform that we voted overwhelmingly needs revision. So I urge you to vote no on this motion and for us to proceed in an orderly fashion with the charge that we were originally made and do the job that this committee was assigned to do and to bring forth a platform to our convention that people can discuss, debate, and vote upon.
Did the neighbor islanders hear that?
Okay, Mr. Chair, you're completely out of order. Sorry.
Get out of here,
Eric, did you have a chance already? So we'll go to anyone else. Okay,
can I please, Marshall. Marshall Silverberg, District 17. I have to tell you, if you had made that motion, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, there's no doubt in my mind I would have supported it. And in fact, I don't think I've agreed with Mike about anything during the last 4 weeks. But he is right. I mean, we took these straw votes, mm-hmm. and I think I was the only one that said, let's not do massive changes. But it was like 15-2, like every vote. And so the fact of the matter is, I think, yeah, and our committee is as divided on the crime and public safety as you almost could possibly be. A lot of votes are 43. But we did meet, we did work, we spent a lot of hours, and I think people should have a right to do what we originally said we were going to do. So although I haven't agreed with Mike on anything before, I agree with him now, although not the tone of his voice. And I think we should let the system proceed. But I would have definitely supported it 3 weeks ago before we met for 3 hours on Wednesday night. So anyway, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Moses.
Thank you. I don't believe that some people are looking at this in the light they were talking about. Nobody's saying that there aren't changes that we could bring to the convention. And I don't think the work of the subcommittees is wasted, because the subcommittees would still bring forth their ideas for changes at the convention. So, I mean, I don't see a problem with it. We've done this before in prior conventions. We've always amended our platform there.
Okay, for those, a point of clarification, for those who are not familiar, the convention and that body rules, we're recommending whatever report we make goes to the convention. They have to decide, and they make amendments as there is their prerogative to, and they decide what is the final plank and platform. Okay, so we'll do that. Dana, we're going to recognize you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Point of order. Mr. Chair, can we recognize representatives? Well,
speak up,
representatives
please.
Before we recognize alternates.
Hang on just a minute. Dana, I understand from the red sticker you are a delegate?
Yes.
A representative?
I am the delegate.
Okay. So the confusion is you're seated in the back, so
we're trying to get all the people who are duly appointed and can, voting members to come to the front, so maybe that was the confusion. So you are, hang on, the Creditors Committee, are you, what?
What district number?
34, yes.
Okay. Okay, Dana, go ahead.
Excuse me, Dana, could you come up here?
It's 23. Thank you. Quarterback on the reach.
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Chairman. I'm Dana.
If you could sit right here, Dana. Thank you.
Eric, all right.
I'm Dana from HD 34. We have the minutes from the last meeting, which I would like to submit for approval at some point, but I am making a point on those minutes applicable to this meeting.
Well, hold on, you're out of order because you were volunteered to make the minutes at the beginning of the meeting. You didn't produce anything, so I didn't know if you had any minutes. Additionally, they're not available to the Outer Island, so if you're gonna, Neighbor Island, so if you're gonna talk about the minutes, that's all about it. If you want to say something in terms of your recollection, you're free to do so.
Yes, I will say something in accordance with my recollection. That the question or the motion by this gentleman is outrageous, and I completely disagree with it. It makes folly of all the time we have spent so far. It makes folly of the vote of the persons that brought us to these meetings in the first place. And I don't really care about what you've done in the past with your delegate meetings. I am in this one, and my voice, I want it counted. And the work that I have put forward, I expect it to either be argued with or something. But if this proposal were to go as stated, we would all just leave today. And then why not let Linda Lingle vote the president in for us too? So it makes complete idiots out of all of us. So that's what I want to say on that. Now, why do I feel that the minutes from the last meeting are relevant? Because I feel walked all over here. We had an agenda provided to us in the last meeting, which consumed approximately, it is in reference to the fact that we are being castrated and neutralized here.
That's
okay?
Not the question before the floor.
It is perfectly in order.
You're out of order, okay? Be recognized before you talk, Eric.
Okay, just don't make stuff up.
Well, hold on. Please, don't. You're out of order. Dana, you have certain privileges to speak your mind.
Wait,
hold on. But the point has been raised that you should stick to the
business. I am sticking to it. We are being dismissed.
Okay, if you want to say that,
meeting, we were dismissed. We spent a total of 40 minutes discussing planks. We didn't get very far. But the rest of the meeting was on an agenda by the chair and the vice chair to have speakers in here, which we knew nothing about. We didn't know what the topics was going to be about. We didn't know how much time they were going to spend. And anyway, the shenanigans, I don't appreciate them. And if the motion is carried, and this gentleman suggests, then none of us need to be here today. We don't need to be here next week. And we can all just, like, meet up for coffee at the meeting.
Okay, anything further?
Yes, Garmin, is it Eddie from District 51?
Okay.
Want to make a comment?
Hold on just a minute. This is Ed Enos. You're on the Otter Island, District 51. Go ahead, Ed. Speak real loudly.
Okay, in addition to Terry making his motion, which I firmly agree with and stand by, I'm sympathetic and understand the position of the other people who have spoken on the floor. My suggestion would be to pass Terry's motion as it stands, and then I would suggest or recommend to the party as a whole, to the committee as a whole, that all the work that has been done so far and all the
your name and district?
Actually, aloha, my name is Malia Gray. I'm actually the round table appointee number one. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I want to submit that in this motion, in hearing the comments put forth today, I'm disappointed. There were people who worked hard on the platform in 2006. There were people who worked hard in the platform in 2004, 2002. Do not think that the platform committee just uprooted this year. Guys, if we are part of a party, then be true to the party and not this own single ambition for this year. I just want to redirect your energy towards the legislature, towards the Honolulu Mall, towards the Congress, where we're outnumbered there as Republicans. Take your ambitions out on the Democrats, not on Republicans. This is bad for us. Mike, who comes and visit me in the Capitol, is breathing heavy over my head, and I don't like to see him like this. Your point is not being ignored, it is being heard right here. But guys, for the sake of the party, we need to respect the majority that votes. And I apologize for not being here earlier, but hearing that that your work is for a shot or nothing or whatever word, descriptive word you chose to use earlier, is not true. And I submit that to you now. Show up to the convention. Show up to past conventions. But don't look at the people who worked hard in 2006, 04, 02, as if they did nothing. Right now you're looking at their work and saying that you did nothing. And they spent countless hours, and they spent countless Saturdays coming in. So we cannot look at ourselves here and now and not think about the people who came before you. That's all I want to say, and I apologize for raising my voice. Thank you.
Here, here.
Here, here. No applause. You're right, Nana. Please, no applause. Denise.
Denise Havakan, District 28. I've been here to all of the Saturday morning meetings, and like many of the people who have been here, we've had better things to do, and we volunteered our time. If it turns out here on the fourth week that all we're expected to do is recognize other people's work, rubber stamp their efforts, and go home, then I strongly object to that. Things change from year to year to year, and we have not suggested that every single thing that's in any previous platform be scrapped entirely. What we have suggested and what we have worked hard on, not only on Saturdays, but also during the weeks, is to modify, to reflect current opinions, the way that the world is today, not the way the world was in 2006 and 2004. And it is really appalling to me and kind of offensive that people who have never been here until today couldn't even bother to spend 4 hours times 3 weeks times other times of time and come in here and tell us how the hell we should vote. I'm sorry, excuse me. I am extremely offended. I walked out last week because my time is being wasted. And now I feel like if we're just going to rubber stamp what other people have done, because obviously they know better than we do, then, you know, what you're going to do is you're going to discourage a lot of people who put a lot of time and a lot of effort into doing anything for this party ever again. We should be heard.
Here, here.
Okay. We're going to give all the people who have not spoken a chance. Your name? What's your name?
Betty
Cumbers.
Betty?
Yes,
I am. She's going to speak. Hold on.
Where was I?
Take a deep breath then.
We all remember that when this convention started, and the platform committee started, I said that we have a 60-40 ratio in this state. And we're on the lower end for the last 5 years. 5 decades. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
50-40
years? Yeah. So, is that how long we've had platforms that didn't work out? Because we're still at it. And here we just mentioned that we wanted to modify the platform to cut it down to make it more reasonable, shorter. And what are we saying? Are we supposed to still rely on 2006, 2005? I'm in favor of revision right now. We gotta change it. And for the last 5 weeks, we've been working very, very hard with the platform, government platform. I'm on the platform committee of government. And is this all out the window or what? Where are we?
Are we ready to go?
Almost, hang on. Are you finished, Betty?
No, I wanted an answer.
Betty, this is a debate. It's not a question and answer period. If you have an opinion,
pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
The vote will give you an answer. The vote will give you the answer.
Okay. Anyone else? Wait, hang on.
Aaron,
did you speak before?
No.
Okay, please.
Aaron Hessepenny, District 36. My question is I can respect that we're all individuals, but my question is, if, as she said prior to me, if I'm coming here as a delegate to be able to have my vote heard, correct me if I'm wrong, if it goes down to the chair or the assistant chair, then my vote's not worth anything? Do you guys have the last final decision to say whether the yeas won or the nays won? Isn't it America, and if we are together, it stands. If we're divided, we fall. So everything that we vote on in these meetings for change or revision or whatever it may be, will my vote count as whatever I vote? Or is it up to...
Majority rule.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sorry, that's bad. Wait, hold on. Carl, are you...
I'm alternate delegate.
Well, who's the... Oh, you're a delegate.
Delegate is there.
Okay, then we're just recognizing the delegates who are have the vote.
You said first, and then the alternates would be second.
If the alternates, if the delegate is not present.
I can
so we're just recognizing the
delegates.
Guests
would be heard also.
You're out of order. I'm talking to Carl,
okay,
please.
Sir. I can go with that. I was just going to make a motion for closure.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Willis Lee, I'm the state chair, and I rise in support of the motion that's on the floor. And not only does it provide us with a platform, as we have now, that represents all the people in Hawaii and the things we've worked on hard since before, but it also, to answer Betty's question, provides a platform for which, for the first time in history, we've had a Republican win every 51 districts in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So. I contend that it is tried, it has worked, and I support this motion. Additionally, within this committee, and for those of you that aren't on all the emails chains that are going around, there is something broken, and there's no longer a discussion of the issues. It's no longer a debate on the initiatives. It's this committee has turned to, for several members, has turned to personal attacks, not attacks on the issues, not discussion of initiatives. Folks, that's got to go to the convention floor. There's got to be some open discourse with all of this work that you've done so far that in a lot of cases has been tremendous and often is responded from certain members with, in effect, hateful, personal, derogatory attacks. This isn't the place for it.
Right.
So, Mr. Chair, I support the motion that's on the floor. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, can
you
hear me, please?
Who is that?
My name is Troy Tangert, District 13.
Okay, Troy, go ahead. You haven't spoken before.
Okay. I'm a new time person to the delegate. Unfortunately, when I was elected to the platform, I had a lot of other fires in the pan that took me away from my ability to be there for you guys. And as I'm listening to this, I've got so many emails, and it is absolutely
I know.
You know, it's pretty scary. I think there's a lot of great ideas that I'm hearing. There's a lot of great ideas that were in the 2006 platform. My concern is, are we going to get something done by the state convention? At the state convention, will something be done with what work you guys have done? I mean, there's been tremendous effort. Unfortunately, I wasn't there, like I said, to be elected to any of the committees. But as a neighbor island representative, you know, my concern reaches out to do these people put the work out, and once again, is it swept underneath the rug, and do they not get hurt? You know, there's a lot of changes, a lot of things happening. I see some very positive stuff happening for the Republican Party. But, wow, I'm concerned. You know, when my emails all day long are, you know, fading away, and it's all Republican Party stuff, and I'd say 60% of it is personal attack. So I'm just very concerned for the future of the party. I hope everyone is really thinking about, with Aloha going out of business and ATA and all the changes that we're having, that this is the time to communicate, this is the time to get along, still to debate, and to have what we need heard. But are we going to get something done, and how are we going to get it done? Not a question to you guys, but just a question to all of us.
Okay, any other debate, Ron?
Ron, I'm going from District 15. This is really hard for me, but
Norman, I would like to speak briefly. This is Bill George, House District 16.
Sorry, Bill, my fellow Kauaian, I got the floor. this is Ron Agora.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, this is really hard for me.
I forgot the floor, can you speak up so I can hear you?
This is really hard for me, but I am going to support the motion and continue to work on my plan as hard as Matt and I have been, and we'll be presenting changes at the convention. And the reason I'm supporting the motion is plain and simple. It's pretty darn nasty in here. Thank you.
Okay, I think Bill Giorgi wanted to speak, so we'll recognize him, and then we'll recognize Carlos after that. Bill?
I'd like to point out that if we look at how well the 2006 plank did us in the legislature and how many seats we lost with right. that plank, I don't think that we can reasonably go forward with it. So I have to oppose this measure.
Okay. This is Mark Spangler from House District 6.
Okay, wait, hang on, Mark. Carlos will be next, and then we'll come back to you. Carlos,
okay. Carlos Jenkins, District 32, I rise in opposition of this motion. It's ridiculous that we have so much fear in debating the issues, and I disagree with any kind of implication that we're not discussing the issues. If anything, we are discussing the issues, and I volunteered to serve this committee to bring conservative principles and mm-hmm. to talk about the issues, regardless of personal attacks. And it's just completely ridiculous that you guys want to keep the 2006 platform that's losing seats mm-hmm. in the House just because there's this top-down mentality that the rank-and-file people here in this room are fearing. And if your idea of attracting people to the Republican Party is this kind of shenanigans that's going on, you're not going to win. Bad news for you guys. You guys are not going to win. And you guys have to start reaching out and you know, stop all this top-down kind of dictates that you're throwing at us and start listening to the people in this room that want to discuss the issues and debate the issues in polite manner. And I oppose this motion.
Okay, Mark Spengler, I think, did he speak before?
No.
Mark, go ahead.
I would speak in opposition to the motion for several reasons. Number one, as has been mentioned, it is an abrogation of all the time and energies of those who have already invested in the process this year. I agree with Mr. Giorgi that if it's worked so well, then why aren't we doing so much better as a party in the state? It may have helped our governor get elected. That's wonderful, but yeah, a party is more than a governor.
And with respect to the person from the round table, we've heard those kind of remarks for many, many years, off and on. I've been coming to conventions since 1981. And this process is a process that allows us to bring new ideas, new people into the process. If we think that we can't, if this is difficult now, and we're going to try to bring something from the past to the convention and then allow committee members to bring additional modified pieces to the convention, I think we're very naive as to how much time that will take. And lastly, I think our process has not been hung up, if you will, on many occasions in the larger meeting because of personal attacks as much as difficulties with how the process has occurred. So I speak against the motion.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah, my name is Matt Twyleva from District 17. And I feel like it's my fault for all this contention. With all due respect to our Mr. Chairman, I feel like that there's so much contention among this room, and there are very, very positive energy from both sides. I think that I agree with my fellow district member at 17. If this motion was here 3 weeks ago, I would gladly have agreed with it, because it would save us paper, printing paper, save us a lot of time, save us a lot of headache. But we're in the third week, you know, and I rushed here from Florida. I was in Florida all week, and I'm sorry that I missed, because I was in my job. And I respect all the different issues, different feelings. But I think that we, as Republicans, and I agree with Mr. Georgie, there must be something wrong. We haven't really got together, Ohana, and do something. We've been got beat, you know, by our pants by the other side. There must be something wrong that we can help. We can help. We're all intelligent, but we got to stop this bickering and fighting against each other. Let's put our energy together to fight against the other side, so that we have some special issues, specifically, so that we can help our people, the people in Hawaii. So let's stop the fighting, and let's listen to Darwin, let's work together, let's bring everybody together, have a little spirit of stop yelling at each other, let's be civil, and that's all I'm saying today. I'm opposing this only because my fellow District 18, I'm following his guidance, because we've been here. And I thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, John?
Hello, I am John Orant, House District 30, and I oppose this measure because we must remember that America is the land of the free and the home of the brave. So let's think about what those two words mean. Free and brave. One of the things about being free is to live in a state of life where you are free from fear. Free from fear, especially of the government denying your freedom to do things. And this is the part where the current platform does not give us enough freedom. It is too oppressive in many ways. And we must be brave as well to try and change these things now for the betterment of our party in the future.
Okay, have we given everybody a chance in the first round?
This is Tony Fisher in Maui. I'd like to make a comment.
Tony, have you spoken before?
My first comment is that I think the whole concept of what is being discussed is absolutely ridiculous. We are now an hour into this meeting.
We haven't
talked about one single thing relative to all the effort that has been put in to date.
What they want.
I think the idea of the Republican Party putting together a platform committee to go and look at the 2008 kinds of problems that exist and how we might address them in a platform to be overrun by, let's just leave the whole thing. I have been in platform committee meetings on the floor more than once in the state of Hawaii, and let me tell you something.
after you've got one together, it's enough of a chaos, and this thing is going to be just do great damage to the Republican Party. I am not only against, I am violently against the motion that we do not take our organized group of people and listen to what the planks are. We've got planks to discuss, and we have done zero of that so far. There have been lots of emails that have gone back and forth that have hacked out little pieces of this into different points of view. And to suddenly throw our hands up and walk away from something, I think is one of the most childish, immature kinds of things that I have heard in my entire 75 years of life.
Hear, hear.
And it's time that we stop all this nonsense and let's talk about our platform. And I am fired up.
Wrong question.
I've never spoken on the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you never spoke on the motion?
No, I just made the amendment, but...
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, thanks.
Speak up, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Pardon me. This is Eric Ryan again. How you doing? House District 43, ably represented by Kim Pine out there in Ever Beach. Someday, hopefully, we'll have a Republican senator. I rise in opposition to this motion, maybe even violent opposition to this motion. But I don't want to alert the sergeant-at-arms unnecessarily. So, I will chill. I rise in opposition to what I would liken, as others have, to this rubber stamp motion. Mm-hmm. It's way too late in the game. Now, I'm a Republican, a lifelong Republican. I've only ever been a Republican. I've never given money to Democrats. I've never supported Democrats. I've never endorsed Democrats. I don't support their policies. I wouldn't do anything to give them even the time of day, unless they were my neighbor and they wanted to ride to the polling place, and believe me, I'd talk their ear off the whole way. That being said, I think we know why we're here today, in this experience that we're having, this situation. Back when we were in the minority party completely, not even the governorship, you remember what it was like. We were up against the machine. There was only one machine then. There was the Democrat machine. The Democrat machine, which clamped down on all of us, including their own members. We now obviously have a Republican machine that's not very Republican, but it's a machine nonetheless. And I would like to congratulate those who have helped to choreograph today's finely choreographed event, complete with dance moves, and finally synchronized comments and votes, because I believe that this is the most undemocratic, little d democratic thing the Republican Party has done in my presence, and it's very discouraging. I would like to say that the most important thing we can do is constantly reevaluate ourselves and what we stand for. No document is perfect. The one that we finally vote on, even if we get a chance to say what we need to say, will not be perfect. And I invite everybody next year and the year after that and the year after that to come in and tweak it and tweak it and tweak it until it's perfect. But then it still won't be perfect. But to be told that we don't even have the chance to try and make it perfect because enough choreography goes on to get enough people here around a motion to try and save something, I'll make one final point. While I respect everyone's opinion here, what's really going on is to be able to go to the convention and turn in a document to all the delegates and say, here is the platform we're here to approve. And by not allowing us to have our input, we will be the outsiders, the rebels, the people trying to change a good thing. They know that if we go in there with a brand new platform, that becomes, if you will, like the mainstream document, and then those who try and change it back will be the outsiders. And I think we know who has the greater chance or the lesser chance. The ones who've already turned in the big document and those who are trying to change it. We change it here, it stands a better chance of passage. We let them con us into keeping it the same, so we go there looking like a bunch of round-the-rounders. We know what this is about, and with that I leave you, and I will be voting against the rubber stamp motion.
Okay, are we ready?
Hey,
call a question.
Mr. Chair, Bob Stahl, hello.
Hold on, I think you spoke before, right?
No, it's...
Who is... Doesn't like to rise to the motion, such as like them over the telephone.
Who is... Can you move your mouth away from the phone just a little bit?
Okay, is that better? Yeah.
No, sure.
Norm Stahl. Norm Stahl.
No, Norm has not spoken.
Okay, Norm, go ahead.
Can I just get permission to go ahead?
Yes.
Okay. everybody to calm down the rhetoric. Even though I'm opposed to the motion, I don't feel like anything's being shoved down our throats or we're being neglected. We just have a motion that we're going to vote on. If the majority agrees, it'll pass. If the majority disagrees, it won't pass. So I don't feel like my rights have been, even though I'm opposed to the motion, I don't feel like my rights have been trampled on. I don't feel like anybody has abused me. I just feel that there's a motion on the floor that we're eventually going to vote on. I would encourage us to move to the vote as expeditiously as possible so that if it's in the negative and we go ahead and talk about the various things, we have time to do that. Thank you.
Good. Any other discussion? Mark?
Thank you.
Wait. You already spoke.
I already spoke. Okay. Call a question. Mr. Parliamentarian, question for call. Do we need a second on that?
Second.
Cool. So you're cutting off the, you're moving to cut off the debate.
Correct.
Do we,
yes.
Do we need a...
That's very good.
what's the vote we need on that?
Two-thirds.
Up and down, two-thirds. Okay. Let me ask this to expedite. Was there going to be anyone else who was going to speak? Because if there was none, and you're going to yield, then you can just go to the vote without having to take another vote.
Hey.
So do you withdraw?
District 14, Neil.
Carol?
Neil.
Okay. So, Mike, will you withdraw your motion so we can, we'll just go to the vote, because I understand there's no other speaker.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I still wanted to speak.
Okay. You still wanted to speak, so Mike, would you give him the chance? Give me the last one, and then we can just go to the vote.
In favor of the motion.
Okay.
Let's call a question.
So I'm asking you, will you yield? If not, we'll take the vote.
Okay, we'll take the vote.
Okay.
Can we have one more final reading of the motion?
No. Hold on. The motion is to call for the question, which means it ends all further discussion on this.
Okay?
So, all those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, do the count.
We're voting on the motion
to close the debate.
Oh, stop the debate. I raise everything.
Hold
on now.
On the neighbor islands, all those in favor, you'll have to signify by saying aye in your name.
Carol Thompson,
District 14,
yes.
I'm sorry, I'm District 3, yes.
No, I'm sorry. Anyone else?
Troy 10,
yes.
I didn't hear that.
Punch Kaya, District 9, yes.
Troy Tanga, District 13, yes.
Ed Enos, District 51, yes.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, all those opposed, raise your hand in the room. One. All those opposed on the phone, say your name and your nay. None. So the ayes have it.
Yes.
Okay, we need to see. Is that two-thirds, right?
Yes.
So we need to count.
Where's my calculator?
41.
Okay.
40 or 40. Okay, we have more than two-thirds, so the ayes have it. Debate is now closed. Now we'll come back to the original motion, right?
Mr. Chair, could I just ask that if you are a delegate or a platform member, that you sit in your designated seat, because this talk behind us is really...
Can't hear you. Please speak up.
Okay. Just a
point of order. So what we're going to do is just make sure we know who's a delegate and who can vote at the call. So if you're a delegate, please come to the front of the table. Okay, now.
And if you are don't have the vote, please, can you move to the back? It helps us in our voting.
If you don't have a vote, then you go right there.
Thank you.
Okay, the original motion is now, we're ready for the original motion, which is Terry's motion, right? Okay, Treasurer Koo is going to read.
Terry's original motion is,
the amended motion.
The original motion with amendments is to move to adopt and approve the 2006 platform and refer it to the 2008 platform and to also
encourage
the legislators and elected representative to follow such.
Okay.
I believe she misspoke. I think it was referred to the 2008 convention. You said platform.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Everybody heard the motion, which has been seconded, and now we're going to be voting on. Okay. I guess we should do this by roll call.
Yeah.
Aye.
Okay, so that'll be the Ferris, and there'll be a record.
Can you come forward, please?
You want to do it by hands? I'll do it by hands. Okay.
Okay.
We can do it by hands then. All those in favor in the room, raise your right hand.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want the 2006 platform, raise your hand. If you want to start over again, don't go.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Okay,
on the phone, all those in favor?
Judge Gaia, District 9, yes.
On the phone, anyone else?
Medina, District 51, yes.
On the phone, anyone else? Okay. All those opposed in the room, raise your right hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15.
On the phone, opposed?
I'm sorry, House District 3, opposed.
Anyone else?
Ortega, House District 13, opposed.
Anyone else?
Martin Spangler, House District 6, opposed.
Anyone else?
William Georgie, House District 16, opposed.
Anyone else? Okay, tally the votes and announce the votes.
The yes votes are?
23.
26. The no votes are? 19.
The ayes have it. That concludes the business for this platform committee meeting and adjourned.
It is not adjourned! Shall we vote to adjourn?
Stop yelling. You're
making God damn you!
Oh.
Hey.
Please.
Mike. Come on, guy. You need that.
It is not adjourned! There's no motion to adjourn! The meeting is not adjourned!
You're no
fucking dictator!
Hey, you've gone beyond the line. Get out of here.
Come on.
There's no other business on the agenda unless you have something else. You move in, second it. Okay.
those in favor want to raise your hand. All those opposed?
I don't either.